we're examining how can we create a new research and development infrastructure that will support and inspire innovation and ultimately transformation in education. And currently, the R&D infrastructure in education is small, doesn't even compare to the kind of R&D infrastructures that are in other sectors, like in defense and agriculture, energy, healthcare. And we think that it's time that the federal government and others, philanthropies, really try to rebuild and energize and resource a new kind of R&D infrastructure that's truly a catalyst for innovation and change.
And so often people don't really think of education as a federal issue, but there are some, there's a lot of stimulus, $100 billion in the stimulus package going to education. And your idea is that really around this research and development area, this is a powerful role that the federal government can play.
Yeah, I think this is a unique place for the federal government to make major investment. There are so many other aspects of education that are really a state and local issue or function. But the federal government should really be in the business of generating new ideas, inspiring innovation, determining what works, what doesn't work, helping to determine what works and what doesn't work through research, through scientifically based research. So I think there's a strong federal role in this this whole enterprise to actually become a venture partner with private industry to create new sources of capital for innovation, such as the case in, again, in other sectors like in medicine and healthcare.
And this is today is the first day of a 3-day summit, and there are what, 200, almost 200 people there, right?
Well, there are 250 people from all over the country. It was an invitational conference, so it wasn't really open to the whole world, but it was really to bring together practitioners, innovators, entrepreneurs, business interests, R&D people, policy people, all to look together in sort of a cross-sector way at how to truly mobilize the best ideas, the best minds to help transform K-12 education in America.
And one of the people speaking, I believe it's tomorrow, is Jim Shelton, who's the Deputy Secretary of the Education Department. He oversees the Office of Innovation and Improvement. I love titles, and that's a pretty cool one.
Well, Jim is a real thought leader. He has been for a long time, and that the Obama administration attracted him to come to work at the U.S. Department of Education, a very significant role. And he's really leading the charge, along with several other members of the Obama team, to try to infuse new ideas, new dollars, new ways of thinking into the whole education system. So Jim is a powerful thinker and a highly influential person that really can make a big difference. And I think he carries the banner of the Obama administration in such an effective way, because we're talking about a pivotal moment, you know, a sort of a perfect storm of opportunity when all sorts of things are converging at one time with new dollars, new policy outlooks, new energy, new generations of people coming into education. I mean, this is indeed a pivotal moment, these next 2 to 3 years, in terms of opportunity to really make some strides in accelerating, sustaining, and scaling innovation throughout the country.
And one of the fascinating things that can come from this kind of session, where you get a bunch of smart people together in a room, is sometimes the positive things can actually come from that. What do you hope actually comes from this 3 days?
Well, I think we're in the throes of building a movement here, a movement that looks at innovation as a central core to education delivery systems, with an R&D knowledge focus to innovation, so that it's just not innovation for innovation's sake, but it's innovation with a purpose that creates new knowledge that can be shared around the world. So we see the beginnings of a movement, and a movement has many components to it, an understanding, a public awareness, new policy dimensions, as the federal government looks at new policies for No Child Left Behind, its reauthorization, we see philanthropies maybe wanting to step up to the plate and invest in new and different ways. See the business community informing new partnerships that could really mobilize. I mean, we're talking about a mobilization of all the best minds and best ideas focused on trying to truly, truly improve education for all kids.
Give folks an idea as to what the Knowledge Alliance is for people who don't know.
Well, Knowledge Alliance, we're a Washington, D.C. based strategic alliance. We have 39 members who are R&D organizations in education, also involved in commercial development of products and services. So we're sort of a blend of top R&D companies and nonprofit organizations in the country focusing on education. And together we've created, you know, this kind of synergy to move policy, to move new ideas, and to try to create an exciting environment for the years ahead.